It's not a lot of money, just over $36,000, but the individual groups say they can do a lot with not much. Community Program Director Mark Pope says a key factor in the cutdown from 65 applicants to the 17 winners was their ability to spend the money this year. He says that's why the cash is going out in advance of the growing season, since there are plantings in the works for some grants and other grants need better weather so they can build or renovate. Pope says the grants are across the board.
A whole bunch of different things. If I had to categorize, we had a lot of healthy community and food initiatives with community gardens, and just, you know, providing healthy and fresh foods to community residents. We had a lot of youth activities.
While the conventional view of the medical campus is framed by the Fruit Belt on one side, there are other neighborhoods butting up against the often frantic expansion, like Allentown. That's why the Mulberry Street Block Club is getting $3,300 for its Community Food Wellness Initiative, and Linwood Preservation District and Friends is getting $1,500 for banners marking the historic Linwood Preservation District. Pope says if it goes well this year, there will be more grants next year. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.